This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
Focus on the weekend every Thursday on Jacksonville's Morning News and a couple of events that are happening today. The Jumbo Shrimp back in action at 7:05 after a 10-inning loss yesterday. North Beach's Art Walk at the Beach's Town Center. And if you're looking for a different sort of vibe or theme on the South Bank, you got the Sip and Stroll presented by PNC Bank that's back again. Downtown Vision looking to celebrate that. And it'll be dry and nice for anything you have planned for this evening. Back to the traffic center. Jay Bowes, what are you spotlighting for the weekend, buddy?
Well, I've got my I got my son this weekend, and last year I took him to Legoland, but this year I don't have to go to Orlando. I can just go to the Prime Osborne Convention Center and see the Brick Fan Expo, which is going to be a Lego fan event. So, you know, tons of models, building zones, games, character meets, and more. And that's on Saturday and Sunday, and it starts at 10 o'clock.
And these days, Legos are not necessarily the cheap toys that you can get when we were all kids.
Not anymore, no.
No, they are not.
Oh, especially if you get the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah.
I think that thing's like $120.
Woo-wee. I mean, it'll certainly take several days, if not weeks, to complete.
That's an affordable kit.
Yeah.
Well, have you seen some of the Lord of the Rings stuff they've come out with?
I have.
Rivendell is over $400 now.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've stepped on them before as well. And bare feet, man, it ain't pretty.
And that experience is priceless.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's like Micro Machines.
Yeah. That's Saturday and Sunday at the Prime Osborne Convention Center. Great for kids of all ages, including those of us who like to still put those together, even at this age. Shefala Kabatnagar here in the studio. And what are you looking at for the weekend here?
Well, I'm really excited to bring in some of the Indian cultural traditions to Jacksonville Beach at the Seawalk Pavilion Saturday from noon to 5. There's going to be an annual festival. It's known as the Festival of Chariots or Ratha Yatra. And what it is essentially like three of the biggest Indian gods. They're celebrated by having this huge 40-foot tall like carts. It's a parade of these gods returning to like the homeland in India. And here in Jacksonville Beach, there's going to be Indian classical dancers. I've checked out some of the talent and they're really amazing. There's going to be, of course, henna and plenty of delicious food free of charge from noon to one. And check that out, Jacksonville Beach. Get a taste of India and some beautiful culture and some meditation if you're into it.
Yeah, Seawalk Pavilion. It starts at noon and it'll continue into the afternoon. Hopefully the rain will hold off by the time we get into the afternoon hours. Again, an outdoor event. Benjamin Fritkus, you have your eyes on the Mandarin community.
Yeah, so down in Mandarin over on Orange Picker Road, there is the Mandarin Market and Festival, which is a little bit out of my way, but it should still be nice. You know, I love going to these craft and vendor markets. I love seeing what people bring there, and they have a full farmer's market, like a big open-air green market, so I can go and stock up on all kinds of stuff that I happen to need or want, whatever. They're doing giveaways, drawings every 30 minutes. It's going to be fun. It's going to be out there on what should be a beautiful Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Go in there, walk around for a little while. It's free. You might as well do it.
And it's just off San Jose Boulevard at Orange Picker Road near the South Mandarin Library, and that event is 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Again, hopefully before any rain or thunderstorms happen to develop.
Yes, absolutely.
Look forward to a Mandarin known for the arts market around Easter weekend as well in the nearby area, and so we see more arts programs coming into the community by Saturday. We're also focused on something in St. Augustine this weekend. Scotty, bring us home, our executive producer of Jacksonville's Morning News. A child of the 80s, but going back into the roots of the 90s?
Child of the 70s, bro.
Okay.
I'm an old man
you
now.
You came of age during the 80s like me.
But yeah, this weekend going on at St. Francis Field in St. Augustine over on Castillo Street. It's the As If 90s Fest. If you were there, you remember. If you weren't there, man, you missed something. Go check it out, kids. You'll have a good time with a little something for everybody. Live music going on all day. Got food vendors. They got all sorts of kids attractions and stuff. And the headliners this year, again, something for everybody. Deanna Carter, you'll remember her song Strawberry Wine. Paula Cole, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? 69 Boys with the Tootsie Roll. And Fastball with The Way. These were the headliners. Plus, you got local bands, Cholula, Ramona and the Riot. Julio Gulia is going to be out there, and it's just going to be a great time. Come on out. It's all day Saturday. It's going on over at Francis Field, and you've got a great opportunity to check out some great 90s music. Enjoy a fantastic event organized by my friend Ramona of Ramona and the Riot, and just get a chance to get out there and have a great time. hanging out, doing all sorts of 90s stuff, reliving what was a great and awesome and horrible and fantastically colored time period in life.
Which decade had the best music, 90s or 80s or 70s?
Depends on the genre. Depends on the genre.
Yeah.
Disco, you had the 70s. Nobody likes it now. 80s, you can't beat the glory days of hair metal.
Oh, yeah.
Or the colorful, big bombastic 80s pop music.
Yeah.
90s, alt-rock started to come of age.
Grunge,
and
baby.
Everything got real funky with grunge.
Hip-hop?
Hip-hop came to its
really
absolute realization.
Yeah.
And it's all come into such a glorious world of music since then. But you can see where some of these artists got their start. You get a chance to go back and relive some of the glory days of that. Can't not be fun. As if the 90s Fest. Check it out in St. Augustine this weekend.
We'll see you out there. Jumbo Shrimp are in action all the way through Sunday. The River Walk Rev Fest is Sunday as well. Head to our spotlight story at WOKV.com for a full rundown of all things this weekend.